Boy, these headphones are big. Rodney Perry got a big old head, man.
they all down around your neck and everything.
Just these headphones.
We in your town.
Yes, sir. Atlanta, GA.
Yeah.
just got the award for the worst sports town in America.
The worst.
How does that happen?
How does that happen? Even the Braves leaving Atlanta.
The worst sports town in America.
Hey, there's something.
We're here.
We're here, man.
And they just tore down a church.
To build another football, and the Braves say, we just leave.
They better win. You tear down churches.
You got to win.
You better have a winning season.
Well, the church won, though. They got paid.
They made some money over there, huh?
Oh, they got a lot of money. They got a lot of money, man. You can't all depend on tithes and offerings. And do some business up in here.
What did they get, like 15 million, 20 million?
Yeah, 20 million.
Yeah, 20 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. So much for the building fund, huh?
Okay.
The Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Won't he do it? Yes, he'll do it.
Here we go.
They got water problems in Detroit.
Yes, they do, man.
They have water. Don D.C. Curry, they are cutting off folks' water because they're not paying the bills.
And they don't have money, you're right.
They don't have money. And they don't have money to pay them. And they're shutting off the water. There are thousands of people in Detroit without running water. Every day there are people outside protesting. Mm-hmm. And
thirsty.
And which means they ain't going to be protesting long.
Right, them protests ain't going to last too long.
You can't protest long when you thirsty.
So Detroit mayor has come up with a 10-point plan. Mm-hmm. A strategy that includes new payment plans, expanded financial assistance for those who can't afford their bill, and measures to ensure residents know when their water is in danger of getting turned off.
They need a 10-point plan just for water collection.
Oh, they got that here in Atlanta.
What they have here?
I get them all the time, them notices. We going to cut your water off? I mean, come on, man. Well, out of time, man.
they
say they're going to waive the turn-on fees and the late payment penalties. Uh-huh. They're going to extend the hours of the customer care centers. They're going to increase the staffing.
Will you be able to go down and pay Mama's water bill?
Yes.
Because that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Don DC,
you couldn't pay
anybody else's water bill. So Mama's at home. She's 80-something years old. Mm-hmm. She got to go down to the water department to get the water turned back on, but you can't. But she has to do it before
the red
this
tape. Was preventing you from paying your mama's bill.
Yeah.
You can't pay somebody else's
bill.
Right.
You couldn't.
Exactly. Provide a clear way to give.
Something wrong with that, Tom. And you know, you're going to get a lot of those. You know, I listen to the show, man, and I'm all for you helping people, but some of them stories, Tom. I can't believe you be buying that. You know, I got a side job. You know, I'm writing some of those stories.
That's your hustle.
I know you listen to the show all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, he sent stuff. He ain't texting.
But you can't believe
some of them stories, man.
Come on, Tom. You're not buying that, are you? I just started dating a man. I got 5 babies. He loves them to death. Come on, man. He may love them in front of you. You be buying into it, Tom. I said, man, come on, man.
I have a staff that vets these stories.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Tom, come on, man. Some of them stories. Ah, come on, man.
For the real fathers, real men, and the Thursday morning mama.
Come on, man. Some of them be too good to be true. I ain't no such a man.
Do all that, huh? He's rubbing my feet and fixing the roof and driving the kids to school and painting. Where is
And this is the one that gets me all of that. And never complain.
Never complain. And never ask for nothing.
That's right. In every letter.
So you're saying, as the man who's written these letters.
I have written a few. I have written a few. I don't feel bad. You know, when I was in school, I went to a Baptist college, and a lot of these, and I'm not going to name them, but some big-time preachers. I wrote several sermons. I mean, I was hustling in college, you know.
You did what you had to do.
I wrote some sermons that were just, I mean, and I would go and hear the guy preach them, and I'm talking about some of them. I'd be like, man, I undercharged him.
You're not behind these aren't loyal, are you? You're not behind that sermon, are you?
Speaking of Chris Brown.
Yes.
Yeah,
man,
Chris.
He let himself go.
Oh, yeah. He
gave have you seen the gut on him, man?
Yeah, I thought it was Jay Andy Brown. It's when I first saw him.
Oh, man.
His next song going to be These Abs Ain't Loyal.
Carbs ain't loyal.
Carbs ain't loyal.
That was a pretty good recipe or menu there in jail. OJ gained a lot of weight.
He did gain weight, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Chris Brown gained a lot of weight. They took the weights out of jail.
Conrad Murray gained a little weight. He came out
of jail. You go in that jail thing, man.
Yeah, jail make you gain weight.
Yeah, must be pretty good, huh?
I guess so. Look at the people that have been in jail and come out.
They come out all beefed up, right?
I see that chain gang from time to time in Atlanta, outside road. Now, none of them guys fat. They be big, been no picking up their trash and stuff.
They don't look fat at all.
Always holler at those guys.
You do?
Yeah, I holler at them. I roll down the window and holler, man. They holler back, DC. Yeah. I ain't on nothing but cable. How you know who I am?